Tomorrow, the Census Bureau is set to release major results from the 2020 headcount. Now, those numbers will be used to redraw voting districts across the country. In more states than ever, voters have decided they no longer want state lawmakers to be the ones to draw those lines. Instead, they have moved to independent commissions to try to take some of the politics out of redistricting. But as Binta Berkland of from Colorado Public Radio reports, some politicians and activists in the state are worried this new process will not be a cure-all.
In 2018, Colorado overwhelmingly approved an independent commission to draw congressional maps. It had a large, diverse group of backers, even high-profile celebrities, like actress Jennifer Lawrence.
Amendments Y and Z end gerrymandering by taking the power to draw maps away from the politicians and party bosses.
So for the first time in state history, Colorado lawmakers have no role in drawing the state's congressional boundaries. Instead, it's in the hands of a politically balanced, randomly selected commission. It's similar to the model California adopted more than a decade ago. If it were still up to Colorado's legislature, Democrats would be in charge since they control the state government.
They would have basically unilateral power to just gerrymander everything.
Republican State Representative Colin Larson says a commission is more fair, and he's glad there's a way to keep Democratic lawmakers in check.
I think we see a lot of partisanship run amok, so I'd like to see a more collaborative, more bipartisan legislature, and hopefully that's what we'll get after these lines.
It's a truism that people in power rarely do things that lessen the amount of power that they have.
That's Democratic State Senator Jeff Bridges. This year, 10 states are using commissions to draw their maps, and some others have a hybrid process. While Bridges supports independent commissions, he says he is concerned that most of the states using commissions to draw maps tend to be blue states, and that it could give Republicans an advantage.
So there is a danger that you will have legislatures in red states drawing districts that minimize the voice of certain people in their state and end up sending a predominantly one-sided delegation to Congress.
Right now, Colorado's commission is traveling the state and holding public hearings to get feedback on a draft map. Teresa Trujillo is a Democratic organizer and attended a recent hearing. Even though she voted for the independent commission, she says she's now questioning it.
Yes, they're going out into the community and hearing from the community, but in such a limited way.
Trujillo and other Latinos have raised concerns about the preliminary maps. The boundaries are expected to change, but Trujillo worries the maps are mostly set in stone.
Trying to go against what is already written down on paper and drawn out on a map is going to be difficult and a challenge for our communities. And one of the issues is they are missing the nuance of the Latino community in Colorado.
Putting an independent commission in charge of redistricting was meant to remove some of the mystery from the process, but it also relies on the public understanding enough to push for the maps they think are best. Trujillo and others say that's been an ongoing challenge as they try to get people involved in such a complex and ultimately political process. For NPR News, I'm Binta Berkland.